This is a party that's very likely to be in government.
I personally don't know what the party stance on it, but my stance on it is that there should be a complete.
Should you not know that? Should you not know that, Frank? Because at the end of the day, if you're elected,
Greg, don't be trying to turn this around on the Labour Party, Greg.
No, it's Frank.
The bottom line is, I speak for myself and I speak for the people who come to me.
If you end up in government as part of the Labour Party,
if I end up in government, I'll fight for the people that don't go. But you'll on, also in the front bench or in the back bench.
But you'll also have to do it though under the laws of the Labour Party.
The bottom line is, Greg, that the people of Donegal are looking at these expenses and they're scratching their heads and they're saying, how do these people get these expenses?
Exactly,
well,
and they are going to...
The bottom line is they're getting these expenses because there's a culture in Irish politics right across the board.
I understand, Frank, but I'm not trying...
Right across the board, and I don't apologise for raising this, and I don't apologise for asking for a full investigation into the culture of expenses in Donegal County Council.
Labour, it's very likely, will be in government after the next general election.
And yes,
okay.
one of my priorities, if I'm elected by the people of Donegal to Dáil Éireann, will be to bring back accountability and to have this culture of extortionate expenses changed.
And you, if you're elected and Labour in government, you feel so strongly you'd vote against the Labour Party?
Yes, I would vote against it. I would vote against it, very much so. And I don't apologise for saying that.